Good afternoon to everyone. We're together with Dr. Marie Wilensky. She's a resident from France. Hello, Marie. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Santiago. I'm fine. So I am Marie from France, and I am currently working as a resident in laboratory medicine in the hospital of Amiens, which is a city in the north of France. So just thank you, and I will try to do my best in order to explain you how is the residency in France.
Thank you very much for waiting until these hours. We have to tell everyone that it's 11 p.m. in France, and you were waiting for me for this interview, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mary, can you tell us how did you become a resident in laboratory medicine, and why did you choose this profession?
So, well, in France, it's possible to be a resident in laboratory medicine by two ways. So it's medical or pharmaceutical studies. So let's say that we have 5 or 6 years of theoretic courses for having basis in medicine or pharmacy. And after those years, we have to pass a national exam. And after this exam, it's possible to specialize in medical biology. So this is the beginning of the residency in France. And this residency lasts 4 years. It's composed of 8 internships of 6 months. So those 4 years are divided in two. So the first 2 years, it's training in polyvalent clinical biology for having basis. So it's internships in hematology, microbiology, and biochemistry. And then we have two more years. So those years are required in polyvalent or monovalent training. So it's up to the resident and it's his own choice. And after this residency of 4 years, we have to write the thesis. And then we have the diploma of specialist in laboratory medicine.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is, of course. And after those years, we are specialists. And it's the only way for being a medical biologist. I mean, just from pharmacy or medical studies, and just with this 4 years of residency. There is no other way for being a specialist in medical biology.
Okay, so you have to do the residency to work in the lab as a biologist.
Yeah, that's it.
Mary, once you finish the residency, you can work in any specific topic in the lab, or you have to specialize in, let's say, hematology, clinical chemistry, virology?
So, as I explained, we have a residency of 4 years, and 2 years are based on polyvalent biology. So, when you are you have the diploma of specialist in laboratory medicine, it's always possible to work in polyvalent way, in the polyvalent clinical biology. If you want to specialize in a special way, it's also possible. It's during the two last years of residency, and you have to do 3 internships of 6 months in this special area you choose.
Excellent.
So finally, the resident can choose if he wants to be a specialist in one special way or just doing polyvalent clinical biology.
After that, you can make the PhD, or it's not necessary?
PhD is necessary, I think, if you want to work in a university way. I mean, if you want to be a teacher at the university, it's necessary to do a PhD. But you know that if you work in polyvalent clinical biology, usually residents don't really want to do this PhD because you have to do 3 or 4 additional years of studies. So we always have 11 years of studies, so it's quite long. So usually residents stop after the diploma of specialist in laboratory medicine.
Tell me a little bit more about the residency. I know you have a group of young scientists in France.
Yes, we have a national federation of students. So it's called FNSIP. It's a national federation of residents in three categories of residents. So it's residents in laboratory medicine, hospital pharmacy, and pharmaceutical research. So it represents about 1,080 residents in all of France. So the executive desk of this federation is composed of 15 people who are elected for 1 year, and they are in charge of different missions. For example, they have to represent residents in national commissions, or they have to defend residents' rights and interests everywhere. I mean, from the hospital until the government, if it's necessary. And they are in charge of communication with residents, for example, about the evolution of our job or the future of our profession, or telling information about professional meetings, like our med lab where I meet you, Santiago.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's the purpose of this federation.
And how can you participate? How can you become a member of this federation?
This federation mostly rely on the network of local association. So to become a member of the National Federation, we have to be residents in laboratory medicine or hospital pharmacy or pharmaceutical research, and we have to be member of local association. So let's say that we have in France we have 24 university of we have 24 hospital university. No, we have 24 university hospital where there are some residents in laboratory medicine. And the residents can find local association in those city who are which are representing them locally. So then the FNSIP, so the National Federation, works with those local association, and they represent all of residents thanks to those local federations. And the federation is also in direct contact with the residents, thanks to social networks and mailing lists or general assembly. We have 4 general assembly during a year.
In your case, how did you get in contact with this national federation?
Yeah, so I was firstly a member of my local federation, my local association, and then I discovered the National Federation during General Assembly, which was in south of France. So it's like a small congress with residents in laboratory medicine and pharmaceutical studies. And there are different topics which were approached, like future of the profession or evolution of sciences and so on. And I have also to admit that we had lots of fun there because, you know, we are still students. So as residents, we have lots of fun. I mean, you know that French students have the secret of amazing parties. So we also have fun there.
Okay, yeah, and, I have to tell you that there are people here listening to you from Argentina, from Brazil, from Spain, all around
Latin
America.
So everybody, let's feel invited when you want in those kind of events, like General Assembly and French Congress, and you will see that we can work and have lots of fun also together.
And tell me, Marie, in these assemblies, they only can go French residents, or they are open to everyone?
Finally, they are open to everyone. The only important thing is that you have to be resident in laboratory medicine or in hospital pharmacy or in pharmaceutical research.
You are telling me that you have a lot of different activities, politics, academics. What about international relationships?
Yeah, so personally I am in charge of the international relationship in laboratory medicine for this federation. So I have different missions and I will try to do my best during this year for those projects. But there are two of those projects which are very important, I think. So first of all, I would like to promote international mobility during the residency, because I think that it's a rewarding experience, both on professional and personal ways. And then my dream is to create an international group of residents in laboratory medicine, because you know that medicine and clinical biology is in constant progression and evolution. And I think that it's very important to include young scientists in who can have innovative ideas. So I think that the development of this part of medicine can only be possible if we are working together and from all over the world. So I think that we have much to learn from each other.
That's true.
Because we are young, so we need to go ahead and build together the future of medical biology and not just being passive. So that's my point of view. Don't you agree with me, Santiago?
Of course, absolutely. I think the same way as you. And we can also tell the audience that we are working together, the National Residency Association in Argentina with the National Federation for Residents of France, and we are developing a survey to get in contact all the young scientists working in laboratory medicine.
That's right, and we hope that lots of residents will answer to our form and get involved in this project. It's just the beginning of it, but perhaps it will go and grow and become a beautiful project together. So I hope so.
I'm sure it will be a really nice project and we will have a lot of participation, especially from all the audience.
The purpose of this project is to help residents in laboratory medicine in different ways, like if they want to get involved in international mobility or any other kind of international project. We hope that we will help them by building for the beginning a network of residents in laboratory medicine in all over the world.
Of course, we can also help them to make contact with national federations of other countries and with hospitals of different countries, right?
Yeah, that's it. So if anybody wants to get involved in this project, just let us know and it would be a pleasure for us to build this project together. I think that international parts of laboratory medicine is very important, and I think that everybody should get involved in that area. So just go ahead and try to see how it is. And thanks to this radio, this is the beginning of perhaps a new experience. So let's try and do this.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.